So good morning everyone. There are a few chairs available in the front, if you can just come and take that. So, you know, it's a wonderful week where we experience God's hand, and we know what God's doing and what's God going to do. And we have opened, you know, where people can come in and visit that place, okay? It's available, the keys are available, and please, you know, it is not that it is only for few of us. It is for everyone. You know, you may have seen a message that it was open yesterday, and for entire Saturday, we sent a message from the church number that, like, you know, you come and take this. And the best part is, you know, yesterday we got a call from the society chairman, and he asked us. He asked us, "I have a request from you." I said, "What is the request?" So I said, "Why? You know, why? First of all, you know, why he's calling?" He said, "Can you give us that space for some time? Today is our society AGM." I said, "Please do take it." And I would say how God, it was just one day, okay? Friday we got it. Saturday is the AGM. And how God's building that connection, that bridges, it's so supernatural. And it's a request coming from them to us. Okay, why don't we use it? And we handed over the key to them, said, "You use it, and now you can use it." And please to all of welcome. And we believe, as you have seen, the picture which we have sent, that was 1 year before, which we have taken what God spoke to us. And we wanted to send a message to the church saying that, you know, we are not here by just because we chose to be here. It is all God's plan. Yes? So before we begin, just tell your neighbor that I'm sitting here because of God's plan. Amen. Amen. From, you know, past few weeks, we are doing a series on, you know, the freedom in Christ. And one of the things which we said, how can we receive freedom is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Accepting Jesus Christ. There is no other way to receive that freedom. Just coming to a place and saying, "Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. I accept you that you are God. I accept you that you died for my sins. I accept you and I believe that you rose again on the third day. And I believe that you have made a place for me, for myself in eternity." So freedom in Christ, the base is salvation. And this morning, if you've said that in confidence to your neighbor, saying that I am here because of God's plan, you can ask yourself that God wants you to be saved. God wants you to be known. God wants you to be his sons and daughters. Okay? Then we saw the family last week, that how as a family we should allow God to work, and that freedom should flow inside our family, among our children, among the spouses. And this morning, we are going to see about freedom in Christ when it comes to church. Freedom in Christ comes to church. And it's a glorious week. And I'm going to bring something which is God's heart for us. How as a church can be a placeholder where people can come and receive freedom. Jesus said, just check. Jesus said in John chapter 8, 34, 36. If you have your Bibles, please do turn to your Bibles. 8, 34, John chapter 8, verse 34 and 36. It says, "Very truly," Jesus said, "very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So if the son sets you free, you are free indeed. And we can tell your neighbor, the son has set me free. That is, Jesus Christ has set me free, and I'm free indeed. Tell your neighbor. Okay, so Christ has set me free and I am free indeed. Freedom in Christ means not only the present, whatever we have done in the past, everything. There is no guilt, there is no shame, there is no condemnation. When the Son sets free, we all are free indeed. But before we look at freedom, we should look at what do you mean by slaves or slavery? What do you mean by slavery when we talk about freedom? And when we say, you know, opposite to freedom is being slave or slavery. What comes to your mind when we say slave, slavery? No freedom, okay? For example, chained, bound, yes? Sorry? Huh? Bondage, yes? So there are many ways we can be slaves. And we have been kind of chained. We have a bondage. We are not being set free. And I want to ask this question. Maybe God wants to ask you this question. That's the reason I put this forward, that we as a church or as a person sitting here, do you believe that the Son has set you free? You don't have to raise your hand, but look at yourself. You know, in our past, we may have been in a place of condemnation or guilt or something which we have done wrong that may be just bothering us this morning. But I would say this morning, Christ is saying that the Son has set you free and you are free indeed. Take that as an assurance this morning. The Son has set you free and you are free indeed. And what's the best, you know, like Stephen uncle this morning started with the Egyptians and the Israelites, where they were slaves. And we all know this story very, very well, right? I'm going to talk about physical slavery and spiritual slavery. Okay? Physical slavery and spiritual slavery. Two different, okay? One is very practical, one is very spiritual. Now we know the story. There was a famine, and Jacob and his sons, they all went. There's a story behind that. They all went to a place called as Egypt, where there was Pharaoh. Jacob's one of his sons was also there, Joseph. And God provided them during this famine. There was no food. All the nations came to Egypt so that they can receive grains. Jacob and his 12 tribes, they also went. And they also was there, and they also received grain. Joseph said, y'all don't go, be here. And because there is plenty available, and you can receive and you can have whatever you want. So all 12 settled, all the 12 settled in Egypt. Okay, everything was going well. Things were as per their plan. The king's next to Pharaoh is their, you know, his brother Joseph. Their brother Joseph was sitting. No one will touch. They will be walking like a collar tight, guys. You know, walking around. They can have anything, whatever they want. But what happened over the period of time when Joseph died, everything turned back. You know, in Exodus chapter 1 verse 6:14, it says, now Joseph and his brothers and all that generation died. But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. So they were settled in a place where they just came as a tent maker. They just wanted to be there for some time. But now when we read this, they are all settled there. Things are going very well, fruitful, multiplying. You know, they have their own place, own job, own vineyard, everything. But just things changes after some time from verse 8. Then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. He said to his people, the Israelites have become too much. Now, if you don't give them, you know, something rough work, they will rule over us rather than we ruling over them. And they put a plan and give them hard labor. And the Bible says for 430 years, they were under the rule of the Egyptians. These people were supposed to go to a place just to get something for a time being, because there was famine in their land. And they landed up in a place where multiple generations passed by and they were all settled in that place. They said, everything is going well. Why need to move out? This is our home. But someone who came and he had made them slaves and they became their masters. The Bible says in verse 12, they were oppressed, but God made them multiply. So set this context in our mind. When it comes to church, you know, when it comes to church, we may come to a place of comfort. And we may think that, yes, everything is going well. Yes, I'm also fine. I'm getting what I need. And the way they were too comfortable to move on. You know, things were what they wanted, multiplied, being fruitful. And when it comes to church, we can be physical slaves in the church. We'll be too comfortable to move on for what God is calling us for. Power, the Egyptians were too powerful for them, because they can't fight back. So they felt, maybe they are too powerful, we can't go. When it comes to church, we may become, it is too difficult for me to take a step of faith. Let me settle down. Let them rule over me. I'm happy in the place where I am in currently. The third problem maybe there is, maybe unity. There was no unity. Everyone was looking beyond. You know, they all were getting what they wanted. So there was no communication, proper communication among each other. Different people, different opinion, and they were least bothered. So when we are in a church context, maybe a possibility that there is a communication gap between us, and everyone thinks that what we are doing is correct. And their future looked secure. And maybe we may think that, okay, I have, for my children, I have a Sunday school. For men's and women's, this church has a men's ministry and a women's ministry. You know, they have a Bible study as well, that is on Friday. They also serve the social, and this is an ideal church. My future looks secure. But one thing which they missed is their vision. They were supposed to be in that place just for temporary, because God had greater plans for them. But they were all there for 430 years. Lost their vision. So let's take it to the church context. This morning we may feel that we are comfortable. You know, there's no capacity for me to do what the church is asking me to do or God is asking me to do, because there are too many issues in my home. And, you know, there is no communication among each other as a church. There is a possibility. And our future looks secure. Why to take unnecessary risk? And we may lose our vision. So this is physical slavery for the Egyptians. But as a church, it can be a physical slavery for them, for us. And that stopped them to fight for freedom. And they were okay with oppression. They were okay to do hard labor. They were okay because they felt, what I want, you know, we are getting it. So we can become slaves to a pattern, you know, which is not from God. And this morning, if we feel that's a pattern in our lives, maybe God wants us to give freedom this morning. Are we too comfortable? Are we too fearful to take a risk? Are we going with the flow and feel that, you know, my future is secured? Have we lost our vision? And I want to ask you, and I think everyone may have received God's word in your life. Right? Yes? Everyone? What God is going to do in your life? Everyone would have received, lost their vision, and they were ready to go, you know, with the flow. And as a church, you know, taking that parallel context here, you know, we can become slaves or just being a physical slavery, which is not known. You know, because we come to church because someone asked us to come to church. We have been commanded. Or God has commanded to go to church. We may come to church because I fear if I don't come to church, my entire week will not go good. Something bad will happen. I'll miss the train. My boss will shout. I'll get some emails. And everything will reflect back to what? Sunday you missed church. And why to get into it, right? So let me come to church. We may come to church because we want to be socially connected. Meet friends, families, etc. You can put your own list. We may come to church because we want to have a good network and contact. And also there are some people who don't even want to come to church. So this are a pattern which, if it is happening, you know, we can analyze in our lives that we are in physical slavery. You know, if we have lost the vision which God has given to us and what God is asking to us, and if you're not hearing from God every day, then this would be a pattern which will go on for years and we will never even know that we are slaves, that we are oppressed. And that is something which God wants to bring this morning, freedom. And if we think any of this pattern matches our style, and I think this is a time for us to just say, Lord, speak to me. I'm ready to hear. Or remind ourselves what God has spoken to us, spoken to you. So the church is not all this. The church is being called for something else. The church being the light for the people who are walking in darkness. The church is called for people to free the people inside. When I'm saying church, I'm talking about each one of us. The church is called for people to bring out of physical slavery. The church is the one who would take you out from your comfort zone, whether you like it or not like it. Messages like this will be preached from the pulpit because it is God's heart. The church will envision you and say, boss, God is calling you for this. God is calling you, your family, for this. God wants you to do this. The church will envision people for calling and purpose. The church should send out people for missions, for church planting. And the church should ask and request and command people to serve, not to be served. So the church is the one where God has put that command and given that to exercise it among the lives of people. The church is where people will look for freedom. And that is something which is internal, which we're talking about, the physical slavery. If we are settled, God is asking you to just nudging you out, saying, stand up, boss. If the purpose, there is no purpose in life, maybe this is a time we hear from God again. If we are not giving our life to God, saying that, Lord, you use my life, maybe this is a time where you can say, Lord, I'm ready. And if God is asking you to serve, maybe this is a time where you can come and serve. And this is all the heart of God for us this morning. We showed you last Saturday a picture of a son in a broadcast message. 1 year back, we discussed, and you saw some highlights. Our own place, place of your own. I'll build my church. You know, why we so confident and do things here is having nothing in hand is because we know who our God is. And if we take this morning, which God is speaking to us, if any of us here falling in this criteria, we will end up in slavery. But God wants us to challenge, envision, send out, and serve the people out. That is what freedom in Christ when it comes to church. The next thing is spiritual slavery. First we saw physical slavery. The second one is physical slavery. So what is physical slavery? Spiritual slavery. What is spiritual slavery? What do you think? Anything which God does not like. Anything where we are slaves. It can be addiction. It can be hopelessness. We are always the one who bring the other person down who is full of hope. It can be sin. It can be lack of hope. It can be bondages. It can be sickness. It can be anything from the supernatural realm that is evil. So this all are spiritual slavery. So what does it mean is we have been bonded with addictions. Our life has become a pattern of doing something which is sinful in the sight of God. There is sickness and can be a possibility of slavery. And there is always an aspect of supernatural where you tend to move out in faith and hope, but there is always an opposition from the supernatural realm. So if we look in our lives this morning, it is called as spiritual slavery. So if we are in this place, Christ has set us free. And this aspect, or many more we can put, God wants, yes, I'll read this for us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners. So this bondage, the physical bondage and spiritual bondage, Christ talks about it. There was a prophecy from the prophet Isaiah, which brings this about Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring the good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners. This talks about Christ who is going to be born. So the entire, you know, why Jesus is to give freedom. And this morning, The church is the one who has to stand in front where others will receive freedom. Freedom from addictions. Freedom from sin. Freedom from hopelessness. Freedom from bondages. Freedom from sickness. Freedom from anything which is evil. It is the church who has to come forward and bring freedom to this people who has been connected to us. And this morning I want to ask, like, there will be many people in our lives. Many of our friends may be addicted. Many of our neighbors, there will be fights. We are the one, when I say church, it is we. We are the one who is going to give them freedom from addiction. If those who are struggling in their sinful nature, it's we, the church, is the one who will give freedom through Christ, definitely through Christ. But we are the one who is going to step out. If people have bondages, the church is the one, we are the one who is going to pray for people and release people from bondages. If those who are sick, we are the ones to go and pray and heal them. And that is the church's responsibility. We have been called for freedom. We have not called to be the slide before that. We ourselves are addicted. We ourselves are in sin. But we have been called to give freedom. We are called to release people from a spiritual slavery. You know, the cost of freedom? Christ Jesus. You know, in Galatians chapter 5, it's written, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So everything boils down to freedom. Christ has set us free for freedom. So, and we read that verse, if the Son has set us free, we are free indeed. And as a church, also need to stand firm and know our call. Otherwise, we'll become slaves. We will have numbers, we will have people, we will have place. But we are not giving freedom to people who are waiting for freedom. You know, there are so many people. I still remember one day, you know, we got an opportunity, myself and Sandra, to meet one of the top guys in Panvel, and we went. My wife was there. We went and we had a long discussion with coffee and all that. And then before we moved out, we said, can we pray for you? And she looked at us and she said, yes, of course. And she doesn't know how to get prayed or like. So when we started praying, and we just prayed in the spirit, and we prayed for that person. And when we said amen, and we opened our eyes, and that person took 3 steps back. And she was afraid. She said, there was one more person here when you were praying. Where is that person? I can't believe in it. And we prayed for restoration for her marriage. We prayed for that she will conceive. People are waiting for the church to step in so that they'll receive freedom. And there are so many people, you know, in us, as part of our wider churches, I'll bring some churches, some church pastors from our setup, that is our wider body. They had a passion for freedom. And they brought freedom in the lives of people. You know, we have, you know, his name is Ashok Kumar. He's a commander. And he works for trafficking. He pastors a church. And he has also planted a churches across Bangalore. And he was sharing one story one day. He said, the church needs to step in wherever God is calling you. And he goes to rescue traffic girls. So one day, he was going. He went to a place where they got a news that there is a minor. And when they went inside with people and the police and everyone, they were not able to find that minor. And they were searching everywhere. And they were not able to find that girl. And they were saying that this news is concrete. We should have a minor here. But no, there was nothing, no sound. They opened up everything, walls, nothing was there. And he says this story. He saw a blood somewhere. And he went, and it was something which is undercover. And he opened. It was a girl, 10 years, 12 years. Her breast was cut and blood was flowing. And he looked there and he cried. He said, Lord, this is my daughter. The church needs to step into places. Otherwise, we'll become slaves and we will never know. And this guy, Ashok Kumar, sits with the CMs, people, and he's pastor. It's the church and the people who steps in and brings people for freedom. And that is you and me. That is the church's responsibility. This guy's name is Anand Mahadevan. He was a journalist. He just quit and he joined full time. And there was a big, 10, 15 years back, there was a great event across Mumbai. Change. I don't remember the exact name, but, all the trains had those advertisements and all that, where he shared his testimony. His church caters to the people who are film stars. Where is it? Mumbai. Left his job. He was a senior journalist. He has interviewed Arun Jaitley, Jaswant Sinha. You will see. Search in YouTube. Quit his job. My call. And freedom. Who will go? It's the church. Is expected to bring freedom. At different spheres and different people. And we have this great personalities. We have Naren who's coming with us. He served around 15, 20 years. What he did? He used to take care of 15 boys who were orphans. When they were small, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. Now they are till 18. Now they got married. Selflessly serving. His background? He was working in naval dock. Quit his job. And I know his struggle, I have personally seen his struggle. Sometimes no money to travel. But who will take care of these orphans? Who will bring them to freedom? And those boys are part of worship team. They can play every instruments. When you look at them, you'll say, Lord, your love is amazing, Lord. It's the church who will bring freedom in the lives of people. We know Stanley Mehta, pioneer of churches. Quit his job. He started something which is called as, what we do in Panvel, Street Children Ministry. They are the pioneers And they started something in Mumbai. And that work has been taken form of something called as a big NGO. Search in Google. Sahara Charitable Society. From the streets, today that NGO serves to so many people. In prisons, they have access to everywhere, selflessly serve in the lives of people. It's the church who steps out and brings people in. And it is the church that is you and me. You know, Jomon Joseph today, you know, he was just back from US. He's leading. He was working at Godrej. And he heard a call of God and he quit. And one day, just a story. We were in his church. And as part of Street Children, we were kind of like doing something, you know, bringing some oil and all that, making something for the children. So we bought some oil and, you know, some biscuits from the shop and we kept in the kitchen. I said, this is for the street kids. There was a helper who was there. And that helper looked at us and she was in tears. She said, do you know that? Pastor did not have oil in his house. People who have moved beyond and seen today. Next year, there is a baton which will be passed from the international group of churches to Jomon Joseph, where he would be leading the international group of churches, around 3,000 plus churches, only international I'm talking about, people. He left his job, he went to a slum in Chembur, he said, we want to serve people. Not about pastors, not about being a pastor. And you can do that. They had a call. They had a vision to bring people and give them freedom. And that just changes everything. A passion for freedom. So this morning, if we are put here as a person, each one here, what would be our story? Today, this person, they're all doing their service today. They may not even know we are talking about them. Someone else will know your impact, which we have made in the lives of people. The church is not defined by what happens on Sunday service. The church is defined by what happens after the Sunday service. You know, this is God's heart for our church, okay? This is not a copy paste from anyone. This is not my wordings. But God is less interested in what we do on Sunday, but He is more interested in what we are doing after Sunday. You know, we come together as a community, you know, to equip ourselves, encourage, edify, celebrate, and we go back to our job to bring freedom in the lives of our friends. Freedom in the lives of people who are addicted. Freedom in the life of people that are broken marriages. People in the life who are struggling. It's the church who will stand out. When I'm saying church, that is you and me. You know, why this message? I don't know. One thing which I felt is God is saying a new phase is beginning for our church. Take hold of it. We all have a call and vision. If not, turn your life's pages backwards. You will find that somewhere, something is written about your life which God has spoken to you. So we are here for a purpose. And over the period of years, you know, Renewed Hope Community has transformed the lives of people. If we want to be part of this story, we can all be part of this. It's an invitation for us. So this morning, let's not be physical slaves, that like a churchgoer. Let's not be spiritual slaves where we ourselves are addicted, we are ourselves are struggling. No, we have to come out from it. Because God has great plans for us, for our church, for our family. So this morning, let us set ourselves, I just put this, I don't know, like we can read this, our vision, transforming the city with a renewed hope. Transforming the lives of people. You know, we say that we are friends. Our mission is to reach out radically through Jesus Christ to professionals and families in around the city, helping them to make sense of God and community. We stand ourselves as a family, transforming the lives, transforming people and being reunited to God and one another through Jesus Christ. Renewed Hope Community is a vibrant, charismatic, evangelical, born-again, believers, spirit-filled, highly relational, family-based church. And our vision, transforming the city with a renewed hope. A new phase, a new journey, as we all begin. Let's take hold of it and see that we move where God is asking us to move. Renewed Hope Community should not be defined what we do on Sunday service. Renewed Hope Community should be defined what we do after the Sunday service throughout the week. And that is the heart of God for us and for our church. We are moving to the next phase. Put our jackets, put our blazers, put our coat. God is doing great things for us.